Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. Women composers at the courts of Europe are the subjects of this week's program. We'll hear chamber and vocal music of composers whose music was played in the boudoirs and gardens of the nobility of the 18th century. At that time, it was quite customary to employ women who had been trained as professional musicians. They wrote for court occasions, for grand concerts as well as for intimate occasions, for evening receptions or an accompaniment to conversation or the card game, in private drawing rooms, summer gardens, or in the bedchamber. With the onset of the 19th century, this tradition faded. The works and lives of earlier female composers fell into oblivion. But some printed copies survive, and we'll listen to a few of them now. Let's start with a work by the English composer using the pseudonym Mrs. Philharmonica. Since the restrictions placed on 18th century English women regarding their activity in music did not even allow her to reveal her true identity, we don't know a thing about her. But her musical style points to the turn of the 17th to the 18th century. The fact that some of her works were issued in print at a time when the printing of music was not at all usual suggests that she was a composer of some importance. Let's listen to her delightful divertimento Sonata Prima for flute, violin, violoncello, and cembalo. It's in four short movements.